Welcome to the Best Life Show, where we explore how little changes can make a big difference over time. It's not about perfection. It's about growing, learning, and the journey to live a little better.
We interview experts, authors, doctors, and coaches, and talk about the topics that are important to you. And we invite you to join in the conversation to share your stories, questions, and ideas. Our mission is to leave you with one small nugget that's simple, easy to add to your routine, and can have a profound impact on your life over time.
If you want to be healthy, strong, happy, and live your best life, then you found the right place.
The very first Best Life Show. That's great. Well, welcome everybody. It's the three of us for right now, but maybe we'll have some people join us. I'm Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness. I'm one of the co-hosts of the show, and I have Jessica Bailey with me from Sassy Go Fitness. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi. I'm very excited to start the show with you, Maria, because we have many exciting things that we need to talk about. And Steve, I'm very excited that you and I have got this opportunity to really dive into health and wellness and find all the answers to questions that we've always been wondering.
Yeah, I think this would be awesome. And it's great to have people involved, too, to get more people to talk with us, not just you and me. No offense.
Yeah, no, none taken. I understand.
All right, so can you introduce Maria to the whole world?
Well, Maria Riboli is a certified health and wellness coach, and she's the owner of Spoon of Life, and she is someone that I have gone to personally that has helped me live a healthier life as far as nutrition goes, and she's someone that I think is perfect to answer questions that most people commonly have about your intake of food and what you should be doing. Maria, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here with you guys. So this is exciting. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Really nice to meet you. You know, I did a little research. I actually am a breakfast expert because I've had it before.
Oh.
Okay, that's not true. But I did do a little research, and I was surprised to find that it's something like 20% of people out there admit to skipping breakfast on a regular basis. And, you know, and I've heard these things about it being the most important meal of the day, but it's also the one that we seem to skip a lot. Can you talk about why it's so important, Maria?
It is. It is definitely the most important meal of the day. It's actually one of my favorites, too. I absolutely love breakfast. But it's so important because it's actually in the name. Breakfast, you are breaking the fast. If you think about it, you know, you've been asleep for hopefully at least 7 to 8 hours. So during this time, you haven't eaten anything, so there's no fuel in your body. So you've been fasting, really. So you need to break the fast. You need to be able to put some fuel in your body to have some energy to start the day. So it's very, very important. First thing in the morning, you have to have breakfast. It helps to start your metabolism, and that's very important. There's a lot of people that, you know, they think, if I skip breakfast, I'll lose more weight. And that's the worst thing that you can possibly do, because first of all, the moment you start skipping breakfast, then you're going to arrive at lunchtime and you're going to be starving. So you're going to probably make some really poor choices at lunch that you're going to regret later, and that's not good. And on top of that, again, it starts your metabolism in the morning. So it's really good to actually to be able to lose weight with that. So it's very, very important to have breakfast every single day. And it's yummy. It's one of those meals that it's so yummy. You have so many different choices and they're so delicious. Love breakfast.
I know. It's strange that people would skip that one.
I agree.
Breakfast is so important. Can you give us an idea of what is an ideal breakfast that we should be having? Like, what are foods that we should be eating?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I always say, think outside the cereal box when you go into breakfast, because I think you have so many options that people don't even realize. First of all, I think it's a yummy meal because you can have stuff like, you can have like a whole wheat bagel with some low fat and low calorie cream cheese. You can have yogurt with fruit. You can have granola. Of course, you can have the cereal with milk if you like it, or also almond milk or coconut milk. Those are great you know, substitutes if you're dairy intolerant. You can have, of course, eggs. That's a big, big breakfast, especially here in the United States. But I think also you have to understand your body. I remember I was talking with you guys a while ago, and you know, I was born and raised in Italy. And if you go to Italy, breakfast is always very sweet. We don't eat eggs. We don't eat anything like bacon or anything like that. But it's always something sweet. It can be cookies or a croissant or something, you know, even like a toast with the jam on it. And just that's the way the culture is. So I was brought up that way. And when I came here in the U.S., there was no way I could eat eggs for breakfast. And I love eggs. I eat eggs for lunch or dinner, but not for breakfast. My body just does not work with eggs in the morning. So you have to listen to your body a little bit. But I think as long as you have some good fiber and you have obviously some good sugar from fruit and stuff like that, that's a great thing for you to have. I think another great item for breakfast, it's oatmeal, because it's very you can do it in so many different ways. You can have a regular oatmeal. You can have it with fruit, with apples and cinnamon. I saw a recipe not too long ago. It was actually oatmeal with peanut butter and jelly, and I tried it. It was delicious. So you can have a lot of different options with that as well.
I'm going to have to try that one. I love oatmeal. It's one of those ones that, you know, anytime that we've been on a, you know, we've got a big hike or we've got a big ski trip or something like that, oatmeal seems to be a great breakfast to start with because it just seems to last such a long time.
That's exactly what it is, because oatmeal, it releases the energy in a slow way, so you will be able to feel full but still full of energy until lunchtime. So it's really great. And you know, there are studies around oatmeal that says that also it helps to lower your cholesterol, and it could help also for heart disease and just keep your heart healthy. So it's a big plus. It's yummy and it's good for you. Can't go wrong.
No, you can't go wrong. I love oatmeal. That's wonderful news for me, because I eat it daily. So is there anything that you recommend that we have with our oatmeal? Like how soon after getting up should we eat? And should we just be having like a half a cup of oatmeal like they say on the box? How much should we have?
That's a great question, actually, Jessica. It's interesting because, you know, some people, they get up in the morning and then they wait, you know, 2 or 3 hours before having breakfast. And I don't think that's really healthy, because let's say you wake up around, let's say between 6:30 and 7 a.m. to go to work, and you arrive at work by 9. And if you wait until 9 or 9:15 to have your breakfast, that's a long wait. So I would always suggest to have breakfast between the hours. So if you wake up at 6:30, then have breakfast by 7:30 or so. Because again, you need that energy to start your day and just to get going. So it's really important to have it probably around that time. And also, what was the other question that I completely forgot?
And how much should you consume?
How much you consume? Well, portion control is a good thing. But for me, breakfast, it's that meal that I usually say to people, you know, have fun with it. Don't feel too restricted on, you know, exactly with like half a cup of oatmeal, because that's what the box says. I usually have a full cup of oatmeal in the morning. I have apples with it. There's cinnamon. Sometimes I have a toast. It depends also how hungry I am in the morning. So, you know, you have to keep in mind that whatever you eat in the morning, you're going to be burning that pretty fast. And it's a long day ahead, so don't worry about it too much. And especially if you're picking healthy choices, that's always a plus. Of course, if you're, you know, if you're telling me, okay, I ate 10 donuts, then maybe no, that's not the right way to do it. You want to stay away from the donuts, unfortunately. But again, something like oatmeal or like some very healthy cereal, those are all great things for you. Eggs and a toast, those are all great choices that you can't go wrong.
You know, you bring up an interesting point there about the donuts, is that a lot of people, the struggle is, I got to get to work, I got to get the kids, you know, to school. I don't have a lot of time to fry up some eggs or get something healthy, and they just grab something quick, like a donut or you know, an energy bar or something like that. What advice do you have for somebody that needs to get something quick, but they also want something that's healthy and good for them?
Mm-hmm. That's one. It's interesting. Like even with my clients, it's one of the most the biggest problems that I have. People are, especially right now, we're always on the run, always going somewhere. We're always in a rush. And if you have a family and you have kids, I can only imagine how crazy it is in the morning to get everybody ready and out of the door at the at a certain time. But it's still very important that you take that time. And especially if you have kids, I work also with a lot of moms. I always say it's very important that they have breakfast every day and try to have breakfast with them at the same time every day. So it becomes a routine. Have them being part of the breakfast, as in have them help you create the breakfast, getting the bowls ready, or have, something like cereals and milk. It's not going to take that long to put together. And again, if you buy, obviously, some cereals that are healthy, I'm not talking about the sugary, crazy stuff that you see, unfortunately, the most in the supermarkets, but there are a lot of great cereals that are really healthy for you, and those are good choices. Another way that you can also do... prepare ahead. Like, there are things that you can still prepare the night before, even a few days before. Like, I was saying before, I love something sweet in the morning. So there's something that I usually prepare, and it's like muffins. And those muffins are made with almond flour. There's honey in it. There's, what do I put in it? I put applesauce, and then I put some frozen berries. And that's really all there is. I don't eat dairies, so I can't have butter or milk or anything like that. But the apple butter or the applesauce, it helps to keep all the ingredients together, like the butter would. And those are great. Like, it takes literally 10 minutes to prepare them. And you have, at the end of it, you have like 16 muffins, and that's something that you can have for breakfast. It's something yummy. Your kids would definitely love those. So that's something fast to do. And even eggs, no matter what, like, how long does it take to cook an egg? Let's be honest here.
I can do it.
Right. So, even like those 5-10 minutes, breakfast, I think, is such a great meal because it is a fast meal to prepare. You won't spend, half an hour to prepare breakfast or, an hour to prepare breakfast. So just give yourself that extra 5 to 10 minutes in the morning if you have to. But I think there are a lot of healthy choices that are, on the go and they're easy. Even just a slice of bread with some peanut butter or almond butter, and then you slice on top some bananas for your kids. Those are great. They're going to love it. And it's very healthy. You have the protein. You have the energy. So those are quick things that you can do in the morning.
And I got to say, I've tried your almond muffins, and they are delicious. I'm very addicted to them.
Good.
I think that we should share that with everybody because it is something that it's really easy. Hey, I can make them, and I eat them all the time. I think we should share it because it's something that I think everyone could benefit from.
They're good. I'm glad you like them. I'm addicted to those too. And the thing is that, I love cooking. I absolutely love cooking. I think it's also a form of meditation because it's just so relaxing sometimes. And you feel so good after you bake something and you feel like, I made this. Look at me. I can do this. You can have fun while cooking. The one that I have on my website on Spoon of Life, they are raspberry muffins. But, whatever fruit you like, I use usually frozen berries because they just hold up better when you cook. But you can use, frozen blueberries. I used mangoes once. I used some apples and cinnamon. I used pineapple once. It was delicious. Blackberries. And, those are great choices. And you can change and they're good.
So you can really customize it. Yeah.
Yes.
So you said that you have you have a website where a lot of these we can find a lot of these recipes. What's the name of your website?
Spoonoflife.com.
Sounds pretty yummy.
It's yummy.
I've checked it out. I can vouch for it. It is yummy.
It is. Well, I love the idea. I think if we can put that muffin recipe on maybe a link to Spoon of Life on
sure.
Best Life Show, that would be great.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah. I'll be sure to pass that along.
Maria, can you talk about the saying, breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, dinner like a pauper? Because I've heard that, but I don't really quite understand what it means.
It's funny. We have the same in Italian. It says it's the same, saying in Italian. And it's really, having a nice big breakfast, have a good size lunch and then have a small dinner. Because no matter what, if you think about your day, the moment where you're going to need the most energy is at the beginning of your day, because you have a long day ahead, you have a lot of things to do, you have to go to work, you have the kids, you have the house, you have so many things, and you need the energy. So you want the first meal of your day to be a big meal, a substantial meal, a meal that will give you energy, that will just keep you going until the next one. Then at lunchtime, again, don't go crazy. I always say people don't overdo it at lunch, just because then it arrives, you know, around 3 p.m. you have that time that you just, oh my God, I need like 10 espresso to keep going. So it's important to just, you know, have just a light, you know, a nice lunch, but not too heavy. And then dinner time, that's when you want to go light. I always say to people, don't eat too late. You want to eat at least 3 to 4 hours before going to bed. Because it's just heavy. If you think about it, you eat and then you go to bed and you just don't move and you have all that food sitting there in your tummy. It's not good. But that's also another thing. It's funny because at the beginning, Steve, you were saying about people not having breakfast in the morning or skipping breakfast in the morning. One of the things that I also hear from my clients sometimes is, you know, I wake up in the morning and I'm not hungry. I don't want to eat. So the first thing that I ask them, I'm like, okay, what time do you usually have dinner? And all of a sudden, it's like, well, you know, I come back from work and I have dinner around 8 or 9. I was like, okay, that's why also you're not that hungry if you get up at 6 a.m. So I always say try to have dinner, you know, as early as you can possibly have it. I'm not saying have dinner at 3 p.m., but, you know, have dinner. Can you have it around 6:30, 7 p.m.? That's a great time to have dinner because you're still hungry, but you're not, you know, you're not going to be starving and you're not going to fill yourself up too much. And I always say after dinner, then let go of the snacks. Do not sit in front of TV and start snacking because that's not good. But that's another thing. Like if you wake up and you're not that hungry in the morning for breakfast, then try to move your dinner up a little bit.
So if we have, it's interesting as you were talking about that. I know there are so many people that have that thing flipped around the other way where they don't have breakfast, they have a moderate lunch and then a huge dinner. So you know, to your point, they've kind of flipped it around. If someone that's eating that way now can flip this around so that they're eating a good breakfast there and they're getting lighter as the day goes on, what should they expect to feel? How is that going to impact them?
The first thing that they're going to see, they're going to start losing weight right away, because it's one of the things that I see with my clients all the time.
They will like that.
Don't we all? the magic words, you're going to lose weight, yay! Because no matter what, like if you start eating less at night and if you start having your dinner a little earlier, it's going to make a difference on the scale the morning after. And on top of that, as we were saying at the beginning of this hangout here, it's important to have your breakfast to start your metabolism. You know, it's one of the things that happens all the time. You know, when people want to lose weight, they're like, I'm going to skip a meal because that will help. You know, I'm not eating, so I'm going to lose weight. No, unfortunately, if it was just that easy, unfortunately it's not. The moment you start skipping meals, then your body is just going to hold on to what it has. Because believe it or not, our bodies are actually smarter than we are. It doesn't take that much. But, you know, the moment the body's like, okay, there's nothing coming in, so I'm just going to hold on to what I have. So it's one of the most common things. People, they come to me and they're like, you know, I skip breakfast or I skip dinner and I'm not losing weight. And I was like, that's the reason why. You have to have your three meals. And actually, I always suggest to have like the five small meals. You have breakfast, a little snack, lunch, little snack, dinner, and then you're set. So it's very important. So definitely one of the first thing they're going to see if they start having breakfast, a nice breakfast, lunch, and a light dinner, they're going to start losing weight, and they're going to have much more energy, especially in the morning. Also, this is, you know, going back also to kids and having breakfast with the kids, it's so important that they have breakfast because it also helps the wheels, they need to start spinning. So it's very important when, you know, they're going to school, they need to stay concentrated, they need that energy, and it comes from breakfast as well. And that's for everybody. I mean, no matter what, in the morning we start our days, we go to work, whatever we have to do, we need to concentrate on something. So you need that energy. It's funny, actually, I was, as you know, I'm an actress as well and a director, and I just directed something, and the actor, he wanted to lose a little bit of weight for the role, And so he was telling me, I was like, you know, I'm trying to lose weight, but, you know, I'm not losing it. And I was like, are you having breakfast? And he was like, oh, no, I never have breakfast. And I was like, you need to have breakfast. And he was like, no, I don't want to. He was like, just do it for 1 week. I was like, just do it for 1 week, have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And he started, and he lost weight right away. He couldn't believe it. I was like, I can't believe I had just to do that. I was like, I have to eat more. I was like, sometimes it's just, you know, you have to find that balance.
Mm-hmm. So what should an active person, like how many calories should an active person take in if they're eating breakfast like a king?
This is a question that I will probably pass on to you, Jessica. And the reason why is that I've never been a calorie counting person. Even with my clients, when it comes to losing weight, I never count calories. I always go on what you're eating, how much you're eating, and when you're eating. Obviously, if someone comes to me and is like, you know, I'm eating bacon and potatoes and I have, you know, gravy on the side for breakfast, then I would say you need to cut it down a little bit. But I never base it on the calories. I always based it on the person, because no matter what, we're all different. So that's why, and I have, you know, my approach to health and fitness is a holistic approach. So I always have to look at the whole picture. I always have to talk to the person one-on-one and understand what they like, what they don't like, what they're eating, what they're missing, what they're craving, so that I can adjust their diets. Because I think that's one of the most important things for me. You're right. A lot of people, they struggle with portion controls as well because they eat a lot, especially at dinner. As Steve was saying, you know, they have really, really big dinners. One of the things that I usually say to them is like, start having dinner on salad plates. So it's a bit smaller, you know what I mean? You still have, it looks pretty full because, again, we have to fool our minds. The moment we see a plate that is full, we're going to feel like, oh, that's a lot of food. But you have to remember it's a smaller plate. So it just, it helps that as well.
That's great. You mentioned bacon a second ago, and that's a huge topic. What's your thought about bacon?
It's delicious.
I like to see it.
I'm not gonna.
I was hoping it was in your muffins.
you can totally put it in the muffin. I'm gonna do it tomorrow morning. I think it's delicious, but you gotta watch out a little bit there. If you love bacon in the morning, then try to switch to turkey bacon because it's leaner meat, and it's something a bit, you know, it's better than pork because it's really heavy. And another thing with meat is that you have to really be sure that it's organic. I mean, I eat everything organic. Jessica knows that I'm an organic freak. Everything has to be organic. But it's just so, so important. And especially when it comes to meat, you really have to pay attention to that because there's just so much antibiotics and steroids in meat that it's just you're going to eat that too and you don't want that in your body. So if you're eating like a really healthy, lean bacon, it's okay. Would I suggest you eat it every morning? No, I wouldn't. But if you have, you know, your special breakfast on Sunday with your whole family and you have the pancakes and you have, a little bit of bacon, it's okay. Don't go crazy on, oh my goodness, I cannot ever have that. Yes, of course you can. Just go for the healthier choice, you know, go for maybe for the turkey bacon and just have it maybe once a week as a treat.
You could have like bacon flavored coffee or something.
I would, yeah.
I think they actually make that, as I've seen a store. It's all bacon. Actually, Maria, this is a good question. I want to know how often I should eat eggs. I've heard that I should only eat them once a week, and then I heard that I can eat them every day. What is your take on that?
It's interesting. Like, first of all, I love eggs. I think they're great. I have them for lunch and dinner all the time. I don't think you should have it just once per week. I used to, and I still do probably, I on an average, I eat eggs maybe every other day. Sometimes it's every day because I just love them. My cholesterol is perfect. I never had a problem with cholesterol. but it's not the eggs. That's the thing. People are always, they always think, oh, it's the eggs, you know, because I'm having eggs in the morning and my cholesterol is really messed up. And I was like, okay, what's next to the eggs in your plate? And again, we go back to the greasy fried bacon. We go back to the potatoes and all that stuff. So it's like, it's not the eggs. Eggs actually are really, really good for you, and they're really good for your eyes, for your skin, for your health. So I wouldn't be too strict with that. I think if you have eggs every other day, you're fine.
Nice. So one of the things that we want to do on this show, and you get to be the very first person that ever does this, which is pretty cool.
Oh my.
Is we want to come up with a really small, easy nugget that someone can implement in their life that would have a pretty dramatic change or a big impact for them over time. So with regard to breakfast, what would you share as a nugget like that?
Something that I always say to my clients, when you wake up in the morning, first thing, drink a glass of water. Ooh. And it's as easy as that. You need to, first of all, you need to hydrate your body right away. And also it washes you out from all the toxins during the night. So it's one of the best things that you can do. If you have to change just one small thing, start with that. Don't start your day with a cup of coffee. You can have your coffee, but just have a glass of water first and have it like room temperature. Not right out of the fridge. It shouldn't be ice cold. I love to put lemon in my water. Because also, again, it's really good for you, for the acidity in your body. It's great if you want to lose weight. It's great to, again, detoxify your body. So that's a great, great way to start. I love to have a cup of tea. I don't drink coffee. I'm Italian. I don't drink coffee. Isn't that crazy? I used to love it. I can't anymore. But I do drink tea. So that's something, I think, something warm to drink in the morning. It's always nice. And then I would just tell people to try different things as well. If you've never really tried maybe oatmeal in the morning, give it a try. And, you know, try to figure out what are the things that you love the most to eat. If you like something sweet, then maybe you're gonna like oatmeal with apples and cinnamon because it had the sweetness of the fruit. So that's something for you to try. But I would say something for everybody to do, have that glass of water first thing in the morning, every morning.
That's great. I think you have taught me that, and I do it every single day. So I think I get an A+ for that.
Yay, you got a star.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's great. Well, I think that's an excellent first small, simple, easy thing people can do, and I need to do it now. So.
Okay.
I'll check
See
in on
you. I'll hold you to that.
Okay, that's great. All right, well, Maria, this has been so awesome. Thank you for being our first guest.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. I feel very honored.
That's great.
And we got a chance to learn something from you today, which is wonderful, and I'm so grateful that I happen to know somebody that can help us out.
It's been great. I'm really excited about this. It's fun. And I love breakfast. It couldn't be, I mean, this is perfect.
I know. I feel like I want to go have some, you know, eggs now or something.
I know, I might, actually.
We used to love to do that when we were kids, have breakfast at night, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So, Maria, where can people find you? If they want to follow you online and learn more about what you do, where can they find you?
Mm-hmm. They can go definitely to spoonoflife.com, and it's also on Facebook, facebook.com/spoonoflife, so they can find me there. And I'm on Twitter as well. I'm not a big Twitter person, but I am on Twitter. They can find me also on Instagram. It's my full name, Maria Riboli, on Instagram, so they can find me there as well. I do take pictures of my food. I'm sorry, I do that.
You're everywhere. That's great.
Yes.
And Jessica, where can people follow you?
Well, people can follow me personally on Twitter at SassyGirlFit, on Facebook at facebook.com/sassygirlfitnessnyc, and you can come to my website, sassygirlfitnessnyc.com. But for the Best Life Show, we want everyone to come to facebook.com/bestlifeshow. Come to our website, bestlifeshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at lybestlife. I think that's at lybestlife.
I think so, yeah. There's so many of them. How can you, it's like,
right?
We're giving out all these addresses. I was going to give out mine. I'm like, it's too much now.
No, you have to.
Okay.
Where can we find you, Steve?
You can find me at outsidehealthandfitness.com or on Twitter at SWS0926. I had to think about that.
Great.
Thanks, guys. Hang on a second. I'm going to stop the broadcast, but we're going to keep going with a post show. Hold on.
Awesome.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.